producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Words that, or phrases, so there, or all right already, or things that are, I was teasing Meredith about that yesterday, how she, when the conversation is over, whatever the conversation may be, it's like, oh, so, and then, all righty then, or you know, something like that. And I wonder how
only
many people.
Only if you're over 80.
Is that so? I'm sure she'd be happy to hear you think that. Roberta Fasanelli.
I miss you, Roberta.
And Jennifer Horn here on the Good Day program with Rich McFadden in Washington. Kenny Kessler monitoring social media. He doesn't have to be in San Diego to do it, but you got to be somewhere. San Diego is a pretty good place to be, Kenny, right?
Yeah, why not?
Why not? All right. The quote of the day today comes from the CEO of Volkswagen, who said, "I am endlessly sorry," apologizing for the time the company cheated on emissions tests to make a number of cars seem more environmentally friendly. Objects in the mirror are not as green as they appear. Volkswagens and the number of cars that have diesel engines in them fitted with defeat devices that evade pollution controls. These are software programs that can be manipulated somewhat. I'm surprised this hasn't come up before, because in reality, I'm not on any side here. I've told you that both my children bought Volkswagens in the last month. One of them is keeping her car. The other one is going to get rid of his car. He's already, Richie, I figured you'd get a kick out of this. My son, who is not Casper Milquetoast, he was so outraged by this, and I said to him, what are you outraged for? You get 45 miles to a gallon, and diesel's cheap, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He said, no, it's the principle of those lying son of guns, and he didn't quite put it that way, but
I will tell you, I told you before, my neighbor worked for their marketing department.
Right.
And she said, she goes, those German guys, they're crazy.
Yeah.
They are absolute just nuts. And they slave labor, mean, yelling, screaming at the employees.
They're tough. The Germans are tough. Crazy.
But, Doug, we just got some audio in from the CEO of Volkswagen, if you want to hear it.
Please.
Yeah.
I know nothing.
That's his official statement.
No, and every nothing. Other politician out there.
Right, exactly.
That audio applies.
Right. So anyway, the scandal ballooning, company admitting that they fooled regulators. I actually think they're pretty smart. The regulators are not that smart, obviously. They couldn't figure out what was going on. But by the time they're done with this, by the time they are done with this, it will cost them $7 billion.
Let me throw another angle at you here. Oof. Is the government forcing these auto manufacturers?
Our government or the governments around the world?
Our government forcing these auto manufacturers to reach goals that they cannot reach technically. I remember when the EPA and the Obama administration announced these are going to be our emissions goals by 2025 or whatever it was. Several of the manufacturers came out and said, we just can't get there that quickly.
No, and that's the point here. This was unrealistic.
But it's unrealistic that we can get 50 miles to the gallon
right.
on every mid-sized
Thank
car
you,
by 2025.
Yeah.
So that's forcing these people to then lie so that they say that they're going to meet the goals and be able to sell cars. Because what do you do if you don't?
Right.
You pay the fines to the government.
Yeah. It's all about the government. What does the government do with all this money? I asked that yesterday with regard to something else.
I know.
What?
It's one heck of a Christmas party.
Well, I want to know what they do with the money. Subaru.
This happens all the time. We just saw it last month with the government telling us that they were going to protect us from the banking financial situation.
Thanks very much for that.
And that mortgage loan crisis was all because of this wild banking. But in actuality, it was because of laws that the government set up that made them go out and act like the Wild West.
All this is a shill game. And it shows you how powerful the government is. They're not acting in your behalf. There's some interest. There's some money. Follow the trail.
But yet they're going to come in here and pretend like they're protecting you.
That's a bunch of
people over at Volkswagen that are lying to you and killing you.
They aren't either. It's a good car, good engine. And so if I were a man, are there going to be deals on these cars?
Today is the day to go buy a Volkswagen.
What kind of deals do you think they're going to be on these cars? Wowie zowie.
Their stocks took like a
real hit.
Nosedive.
Yeah, like yesterday with Mrs. Clinton saying what she did about that drug company. They eventually lowered the price yesterday after
Dara
the critics. But Mrs. Clinton said she was going to produce some sort of plan so this couldn't happen if she were president. And that sent the price of those drug stocks across the board down 5 or 6%.
Right.
It'll bounce back up again right away. But just one tweet that was, 20 words or something?
Right.
Caused that sort of a reaction on Wall Street. Can you imagine
what it's possible?
Yeah. Well, the auto industry had a hit yesterday. Here's the good news from the auto world. Subaru, which is actually quite a good car. I've never owned one. I drove one once. I know a lot of people who've had them, and I've never heard anybody complain about a Subaru. They announced they're going to expand because they're selling many more cars in this country. They have a plant in Lafayette, Indiana. They're going to spend $140 million to expand it and create 1,200 new jobs. So if you're into Subarus, you wonder who benefits from the Volkswagen situation at the moment. Who's the beneficiary, the quickest beneficiary?
Oh, the Honda, Toyota.
You think?
Yeah, all the Japanese imports. Or Korean imports.
Yeah.
Kia.
Yeah.
Hyundai.
Yeah. Who drives a Volkswagen? I remember the first time I drove a Volkswagen was a Beetle. It was when I was in college driving across the state of Ohio to go visit somebody.
Yeah, we had one when I was a kid.
You did?
My parents had a 63 or 4 Beetle.
What color was it?
Beige.
Yeah. All right.
And then I had a Scirocco, and I had two bugs. I made them into Baja bugs.
Really? Did you swat them?
No. Like the little dune buggy, beach buggy things.
You're not getting it. What's the matter with you?
I get it.
SWAT bugs, Volkswagen bugs.
All right, we're going to have the Queen of Cheap report in a moment from Roberta Fasanelli. Ladies and gentlemen, may I focus on your hair for a moment? How's your hair doing? Everybody on this program has good hair. I was talking to a doctor yesterday about hair and what it is that makes it fall out. There are all kinds of things. I didn't know this. That if you have too much testosterone in your system, both men and women who have too much testosterone, that causes hair to fall out as well. Not only the things that I've talked about over the past, year and a half? How long have we been talking about Provia, Richie? A couple of years here?
Oh, yeah. Couple of years.
So Provia is aimed at cleansing your scalp, getting the pores open, getting what's underneath the pores, the follicles of your hair, to grow back again. Follicles become hair. That's really what hair is. Follicle shafts of cells that are on the... Isn't it interesting to look at the different cells? Fascinating to think about how from two cells, when the ovulation and the egg and the sperm get together, to what our bodies are all about. Isn't it amazing when you think about it? And hair is just one more thing that's amazing. Why is a hair cell different than a skin cell? And why is a skin cell different than a bone cell? And why is a bone cell different than a heart cell? And all of that. It goes around and around. I'm maybe getting a little too deep into this. This is a pretty simple problem. We can fix it pretty simply by just putting Provia on your scalp where there is no hair. Hair. I'm doing this hair because a lady from Cambridge wrote, my hair was getting thin around my part line. So I thought I would try Provia, and now I can notice the difference, and even my hair dresser notices too. So you want to get people to pay attention? Ladies and gentlemen, call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. It works. or you get your money back. Yep, you get your hair back or your money back by calling 800-525-8319. Mention Doug Steffen. You'll get two bottles of Provia. In fact, you'll get one regular bottle. And then you get the Super Provia, which is even more concentrated for faster results. 800-525-8319. You convinced, Roberta? It's going to work?
I'm convinced.
She's convinced. All right. If she's convinced, she's a tough sell.
Use it on my underarms.
Everybody. Well, your legs. 800-525-8319. Queen and Sheep Report up next. Stand by and good day.
Flu season's on the way, but there are steps you can take now to be prepared, like getting your flu shot. And Walmart makes it simple. Just walk in anytime to get your flu shot from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. To make it even easier, we accept most insurance plans. A flu shot's your best shot at staying healthy this flu season. And Walmart can make taking that simple step easier than ever.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF, Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Well, Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
So you can print grand opening flyers?
Yes.
Grand opening banners?
No problem.
Custom t-shirts?
Piece of cake.
You saw cake?
It's just the same.
Oh, shame. I love cake.
Now at Staples, 500 business cards are just $9.99 every day. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
In-store and online and not combined. One site only on white mat, no cash or credit back on prior purchases, tax and shipping extra.
Tonight on NBC, it's the two-hour SVU premiere America will be talking about.
In classic SVU style, it's ripped from the headlines.
Exactly. A wealthy New Yorker that everyone suspects is a serial killer, but can they prove it?
I bet they can.
But first, it's the season premiere of The Mysteries of Laura with Deborah Messing.
Sorry, wrong show.
You're out of control. The premiere of The Mysteries of Laura followed by the two-hour premiere of SVU tonight on NBC.
Oh, there's one more thing.
What?
She's the queen of
cheapness.
Yes,
Roberta Bessamelli.
Roberta, I thought you'd be interested to know that Groupon is cutting 1,100 jobs and shutting down operations in seven countries, 10% of its workforce, because they can't make it happen anymore. I wonder if it's a sign of the times. Other ways of getting what Groupon used to do? Is it just their time has come and gone?
No, I think just a lot of competition. There's so many sites. I mean, even Amazon got into the game.
Right.
So there's just a lot of competition out there.
All right, what do you have that's good today?
Well, we told you about how you can get into the national parks free this weekend. Well, you can also get into the Smithsonian Museums free this weekend. But it's going to take a little bit of work. You got to go online, and you got to just apply to get their two free museum tickets. You get two tickets per person. It's the Museum Day Live event. So you can register now. Just we have the links for you at DougSteffen.com. You go online. You say, hey, I'd like two tickets, please. Plus, as an added bonus, you receive the digital edition of Smithsonian Magazine free for 1 year. So this is a great, great deal. So go online and get your free Smithsonian Museum tickets and digital magazine. With all that walking around you're going to do this weekend, you're going to need to be fueled up a little bit. Well, on Saturday, you can get a free Cinnabon Minibon. You know those Cinnabons? You know those, that wonderful smell you smell when you walk by their kiosks in the airport or the train stations. And Old Navy has a fantastic sale going on, and we have their 40% off coupon for you at DougSteffen.com. The
Don't forget
coupon code.
Roberta, big sale, Amazon Prime, only $67 on Friday.
Oh, okay. For join membership.
Oh, really?
Awesome. Huh. 24 hours only to celebrate
right.
the big win
That's
at the end.
That's Friday. Check out all the deals in the Better Living box at DougSteffen.com.
We use mobile devices. devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
After the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Lots of things happening here and at DougSteffen.com. It's just another one of those exciting days to be alive. Taking a big, deep breath. Will you please just take in a big, deep breath and relax for a few minutes? We have a couple of nice things for you here in our musical component. First, our video of the day comes from James Madison University's a cappella choir. They're called Notoriety. Very clever. Most recent music video is a cover of Beyoncé's Pretty Hurts. It encourages people to look deeper than society's view of perfection. And so far, 500,000 people have seen it. So here's the audio, but go look at the video box, which you see first when you log on to DougSteffen.com and watch them as they perform this. That voice, how clear and true and strong it is. This is the kind of stuff that I'm so happy people get excited about. Just rewarding and neat, isn't it? Watch them and listen to them. Fabulous is the word. You're right. You're right on that one, Roberta. Okay. Also, we'll call your attention to that. It lasts about three and a half minutes, so you can watch the whole thing at DougSteffen.com, courtesy to, thanks to Kenny for his looking through a lot of this stuff. We send him, all of us send him things. I send you things. You get things from my better half. And there are lots of, Roberta sends stuff along, Richie does, we all. If you have something you think is cool, send it to Ken. Ken at DougSteffen.com. Today would have been Ray Charles' 85th birthday. He died when he was 73. And I think the way he lived, he was lucky he lived to be 73, frankly. His thought is the thought of the day today. Live each day like it's your last. Because one day you're going to be right. Let's hope it's not today. Let's not have an asteroid hit the Earth. Crank it up, Richie. This is one of my faves from him. I know. I know. Hallelujah. I deserve. You know how how you like to go deeper in the tracks, Richie?
Yeah.
Into the trenches with some of the artists?
Yeah, especially with Ray Charles.
This was not a big hit for him, but yet it really reverberates because it's just kind of a happy tune.
That's a great song.
Yeah, make us happy. Crank it up, Richie. I know. Hallelujah. I love her so.
Now if I call her on the telephone and tell her that I'm all alone, by the time I come from one to four, I hear her
knocking at my door.
Let's go old school.
All right. Little Blues from Ray Charles.
Oh, wait a minute. You know what? I'm sorry. I did the wrong one.
You didn't want that one?
No, I wanted this one.
My bills are all due.
All right, and this is a big hit. But I'm busted. By the way, one of the things that you may not know about Ray Charles in terms of his musical style, the orchestrations that came with his songs, he was considered by some to be sort of on the cutting edge of black music, almost a Motown sort of act, but he was way more than that, as exemplified by the orchestrations that came, Nelson Riddle, a lot of the big bands, and the big orchestrations that were being done at the time were aimed at helping him and his hits.
But he was a genius. He did it all. He wrote it all.
Yeah, no, he was able to orchestrate. Yep. Tell everybody what he wanted. I don't know this song, Rich.
Blackjack. From his early years.
28 past the hour, we remember Ray Charles here on Good Day.
As the days are getting shorter, this means the flu virus is gearing up to visit. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Flu season is almost on us, but the flu vaccine has already arrived in doctors' offices and pharmacies around the country. Here's the thing, the flu kills babies, the old, and everyone in between, so we've made vaccines for you all. Scared of needles? How about a nasal spray or the jet injector? It pushes it through your skin without a needle. Allergic to eggs? No problem. We've got you covered. If you're over 65, we have one that will supercharge your immune system. And there's also the quadrivalent vaccine that keeps you safe from four types of influenza instead of the traditional three. The point is, we have a vaccine for each and every one of you. And as this year's vaccine is more potent than ever, what are you waiting for? Just do it. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can catch my latest video, Therapeutic Stink, on my website, drchambersoncall.com. It'll make you laugh, promise.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Fasinelli and Jennifer Horn. Jennifer has been going to Costco for the scoop on a big story. We'll get to that in a matter of moments. Plus,
breaking news:
a possible government shutdown. We have to deal with that yet again and again. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler busy helping us put all the pieces together on the program. The status of certain politicians always seems to be something of interest and import to many of you, and I guess many of us. So, Scott Walker's out, Rick Perry's out, who's next?
Bobby you Jindal. Want my prediction?
Yeah, Jindal. Bobby Jindal.
Maybe Jindal, maybe Pataki. I would say Rand Paul's not too far away.
You said that yesterday, and I wondered why. Isn't he?
Rand Paul?
Yeah.
He's not doing that well in the polls right now. And here's the thing. He's also running concurrently with his presidential campaign, a campaign for the Senate. I would believe that if he doesn't see a jump in the numbers, even though he really wants to be the president, he's still really young. He can focus on the Senate campaign, win that, and still try again. I wouldn't be surprised to see him go.
Plus, in the state of Kentucky, you can't do both, so he's going to have to make a choice.
He's
going to choose Senate. You can be
when
sure.
did that happen, Kenny? Is because some states they don't.
That's just the law in Kentucky. He hasn't officially filed, I think, to run for the Senate yet.
So and yeah, he did well enough to be in the premier spot in the two debates, so that's not bad.
Yeah, I think you'd see, I think, honestly, if Christie hadn't done so well in the last debate, I think he would have been the next to go. But he actually did pretty well, and he got a little bump in his number.
Christie.
Not that I think he's got a chance, but he got a temporary life raft.
Right, exactly. So let's go into Ben Carson's statement and his reaffirmation of what he said about having a Muslim president. He said, and I'm trying to understand this, so maybe you can all help me a little bit here. He absolutely stood by his comments, Ben Carson said, about not supporting a Muslim president, while also clarifying that he was referring to Muslims who had not rejected Islamic Sharia law. He said, quote, "We don't put people at the head of our country whose faith might interfere with them carrying out the duties of the Constitution. Constitution. Let's see here. If you're a Christian and you're running for president and you want to make this country into a theocracy, I'm not going to support you. I'm not going to advocate you being the president. Now, if somebody has a Muslim background and they're willing to reject those tenets and to accept the way of life that we have and clearly will swear to place our Constitution above our religion, then, of course, they'll be considered infidels and heretics. But at least I would then be quite willing to support them.
He is right about this because Muslims...
No, it goes against the Constitution. He's wrong.
Well, no, just let me give you this little piece here. He, first of all, gets an opinion, like everybody does, like you do, Ken, like Doug and Roberta and Rich and I. We all get an opinion. So this is just an opinion question to him, whether he would support a Muslim for president, and he said no, and he's giving you reasons why. Now, under the Constitution, I'm with you. Under the Constitution, anybody that wants to run for the presidency that was born here can do that. But here's why it would be really hard for many people to support a Muslim running for the office, and that's because Muslims that operate their lives under Sharia law, which is what people do when they are Muslim, they take a vow. They say that their religion comes before anything else. And so what Ben Carson is saying is under our Constitution says it's the Constitution first, your religion second. And so there's no way that someone who follows Sharia law could gel with that under our Constitution. There's no way. That's what he's saying. It's his opinion, and he can't be attacked for it.
Well, he can be, but whether it's appropriate or not, of course he can be attacked for it. But Kenny, what do you think?
When you take the oath of office as president, you are taking an oath to uphold the Constitution first. So any whatever your religion is irrelevant.
So could a Muslim who follows Sharia law be able to do that? The answer is no. They could not take
that. Then why is, if you want to really get strict about this, if you want to be strict about this, then the Pope shouldn't be meeting with the president today. The Pope should not be meeting with the president.
But the Pope isn't coming before the Constitution, Doug. I mean,
can I get to the bottom line of this from my perspective? I wouldn't vote for him being whoever is the Muslim is running, any more than I'd vote for Mike Huckabee. They both are two peas in a pod. If you take the information here, and I think, I'm not disagreeing with him. I didn't finish my statement. I'm not disagreeing with Carson. I'm not sure. He said to go on further, under Islamic law, homosexuals, men, women alike, have to be killed. Women must be subservient. People following their religions, other religions, have to be killed. And then he acknowledges there are a lot of peaceful Muslims who don't adhere to these beliefs. But until these tenets are renounced, I couldn't advocate any Muslim candidate for president.
And if you're a supporter of gay marriage, just to continue on here, you couldn't support a Muslim running for the presidency either, because under Islamic law, homosexuals are supposed to be killed. But women have to be subservient. We wouldn't be able to vote anymore.
He's smart because he's making himself the issue and therefore he gets more ink. What I'm saying is that all of these people who are religionists, all the people who wear their religion on their sleeve are unqualified to be president as far as I'm concerned. I don't want anything to do with anybody who's blah, blah, blahing about whatever
Muslim,
his or her
right-wing Christian.
It doesn't make any difference.
Doesn't matter what it is.
Christianity doesn't advocate for the same things that the
It's just as bad.
Just nutbird Christians are just as bad as nutbird Muslims. So
when you go to the nutbird fringes.
I think when you're in the fringe, of course. Our Constitution.
I'm not sure Kenny was finished with what he wanted to say.
I was just going to say that in the Bible it says that people who commit adultery should be stoned to death. That's but there aren't too many Christians who still believe that.
Yeah, most people operate.
I mean, half the evangelical pastors should be stoned to death.
Last week you were a little nervous about Carson. You originally didn't give Carson much attention. Then you started to like him after the first debate. Then you kind of saw him wearing his religion on his sleeve, and you started to be uncomfortable with him. But now he's basically saying, I don't want any religionist running our country. How do you feel about him now?
How do I feel about Carson?
Does this bring him back off of you're worried
for me,
about him?
There's a lot of gray areas with him and me. I'm not sure that I have a good, solid position on him, Richie. I think rather than say I would vote for him or not vote for him, there's an in and an out with him and me. He's not as supercilious as Trump is. He's not as focused as Carly Fiorina. Those two are the best of the candidates. Carson, you got to know, a lot more about him, but there's nobody else on that stage other than Kasich that I really kind of like as either a politician, as somebody in the know, as somebody who has goodwill. I think Kasich has tremendous goodwill. I think Fiorina is very smart. I think Trump getting all the headlines. I don't know among those people. The rest of them are losers as far as I'm concerned.
Who would you vote for today? If the election were today, who would you vote for?
And those people are all on the dais?
Everybody that is, yeah, you can even, you know what, I'm going to give you back Perry, and I'm going to give you back Walker. You give me your dream ticket.
I would. You don't need to give them back to me.
I know, but I'm going to give them to you anyway.
Probably Fiorina.
Well, who do you want as your VP?
Kasich.
May not be too far off.
Yeah, may not be.
That. But I have to let you hear this one Doug Steffen moment that Ben Carson had yesterday during his during his speech. See if you can spot the Doug Steffen statement that he uses here. Hold on.
I said I would support anyone. If, again, it seems to be hard for people to actually hear English and understand it.
There you go. Ding, 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 ding.
Now Doug likes him.
Maybe I got a little more in my camp after that, Richie. Thank you for passing that along. In a moment, we meet Laura Barron Lopez, who covers Congress for the Huffington Post, discussing with us the possibility of another government shutdown. Believe it or not, the reasons for it, we've discussed all this Planned Parenthood stuff, more gobbledygook, and how does it play? All right, I was about to get into my own hegemonious here, but I'll hold it until Ms. Barron Lopez joins us in a moment here on Good Day.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Now is the time to save on hardwood and more at Lumber Liquidators' End of Summer Clearance Sale. We're making room for new fall inventory. That means it's your chance to get an incredible deal on solid pre-finished hardwood for just 99 cents. 3/4 inch solid pre-finished maple for $1.99, plus $1 off Bellawood Brazilian Cherry and Koa Hardwood. Get 10 to 15% off all Morningstar Bamboo. American and European laminate for 49 cents and 24-month special financing. Hurry, the End of Summer Clearance Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
With a consumer health update from NSF International, I'm Bill Crawford. Elevated levels of nitrates in drinking water can pose a threat to public health. Bottled water and home water treatment systems are the best options for consumers dealing with nitrates in their water. Rick Andrew, a drinking water safety expert with NSF International, explains.
If the nitrate levels rise above public health limits, consumers should find a safe alternative water supply. Boiling water is not the solution because it can actually increase the nitrate concentration.
NSF International, a global public health and safety organization, recommends two options for consumers. Andrew adds,
we understand consumers want to have access to the best water possible for themselves and their families. That's why NSF International tests and certifies both bottled water and reverse osmosis water treatment systems that reduce nitrates. These are the best options for consumers with elevated nitrates in their water.
Visit nsf.org/consumer for more information.
Walmart can help you stay one step ahead of flu season. Because at Walmart, you can get your flu shot anytime from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. And while you're in the store, pick up Lysol disinfecting wipes and Lysol disinfectant spray that actually kill cold and flu viruses and antibiotic-resistant bacteria. These are steps you can take right now at Walmart to help prevent the flu from getting to you.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. State restrictions may apply. Use all products as directed.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer and Roberta and Kenny and Richie and I have Laura Barron Lopez with us, who covers Congress for the Huffington Post. She's been around and knows her way into the politics of government, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The political games, you write about the political games, the gamesmanship, maybe. May I call you Laura? Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. So this whole business with Planned Parenthood, kind of a specious way to work around the issue. Where really is this at the moment? Is there a chance from your perspective that government gets shut down at the end of the month?
There could be, just because of the lack of time that they have. So today, actually, both chambers are out, which isn't helping. Thursday, they're set to the Senate is set to have the vote that I mentioned in my story, which is a measure that would fund the government through December 11th, but it would also defund Planned Parenthood for 1 year, which is, you know, a measure that Democrats have said they will absolutely not vote for. And on top of it, President Obama has vowed to veto it.
So what's the political chicanery here? Who gains from threatening the shutdown? And if it's just a threat, why waste a lot of time talking about it? If they don't have the votes, the Democrats aren't going to vote for it, the president won't sign the bill, why are we wasting our time worrying about this?
Well, that point is exactly the one that Senator Kelly Ayotte, a Republican from New Hampshire, was trying to make yesterday evening on the Senate floor. She was saying, look, I asked these same questions in 2013 when we shut down the government in order to try and defund Obamacare, and that didn't work. We didn't end up defunding Obamacare. And so it's basically the same exact storyline right now. And the reason that they're doing it is because party leaders, Republican party leaders like Mitch McConnell and John Boehner, are trying to find a way to appease their hardliners in their caucus, their more conservative members who are very upset about this recent Planned Parenthood video that came out.
Interesting that they don't have enough of a wide sort of scope on this. They could easily fix the problem by suggesting they want to defund all 501c3 charities, because in my estimation, none of them ought to be supported under any circumstances. We are being penalized in a way by having somebody else's judgment on a charity come out of our pocket. You want to support them? Great, you support them. Don't take money from me to try to support something that I don't in the main support. And I think that's part of it. There's a certain aspect to this that does play around the video that's been talked about a great deal, including by Ms. Fiorina last week. But that's not really the issue for me anyway. I just am tired of money going to all of these places. I mean, look at the Red Cross is getting, frankly, appropriately scrutinized by due to its large size and their inability to do what they say they're going to do. They don't. They're breaking all their promises to the people who donate to them. And so, in this circumstance, why doesn't somebody come up with that as a solution, Laura?
Well, I think that the more moderate or the other Republicans that are trying to say, look, I don't want to shut down the government in order to take a stand on this when we know it isn't going to result in anything. I'd rather go about it with a more logical plan, a plan that either targets their practices or a plan that, you know, like you said, specifically make sure that taxpayer money doesn't go to certain organizations, not just Planned Parenthood, but other organizations that the party, you know, feels like they aren't in line with. So that's something that is being floated, and it's probably, they probably are going to be producing some legislation later on in the year, and possibly next year, something that they feel is more logical and won't create a shutdown over it. But the problem is that they are going, go ahead.
How much attention is being paid to Kelly Ayotte, who is the freshman senator of New Hampshire? She's made quite a bit of noise in a positive sense. She's called a lot of attention to herself. She's quite real well respected, is she not?
Yes, she is. She's very well respected. And there are, she isn't the only one that feels this way. Speaking to Senator John McCain yesterday from Arizona, he also said that, you know, that a clean resolution to fund the government is the way the Senate and the House should go. And there are other people within their caucus that feel that way as well.
So,
and, of course, the Democrats all feel that way.
There are plenty of Republicans who will vote against this, then, it sounds like. You've done a head count. It sounds like on the Senate side, the House side, there are plenty of Republicans who are not going to go for this.
The Republicans, that even if they may not want it to go this direction because of the fact that they don't want to be seen not voting against Planned Parenthood, especially ones that may be up for re-election, they might still vote for this knowing that it won't have the vote.
Yeah.
In the Senate, there's no way that it'll have the vote to move forward.
But it's all based on the complete ignorance, which is too bad under the circumstances. All right, Laura, thank you. Laura Barron-Lopez from the Huffington Post on the government shutdown possibilities. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
He's got an excellent resume, a winning attitude, and I say, let's give him a shot. What do you say?
Hang on a sec. I think I might want to have a little time just to think it over.
Do you want the job or not, Snack Shack?
Earth, Wind, and Fire music gets us started on movie moments. This was used memorably near the end of Night at the Museum, the first one of those in 2006. Go ahead, Richard. Thank you,
Mark and Weiss. I ought to punch you in the nose, Hopscotch. He looks like a weirdie.
What Mickey people really don't realize?
Right.
That's what Mickey, I was going to say Mickey Rourke.
Mickey Rooney.
Mickey Rooney was really like.
Yeah, he was a tough guy.
He was a hard-nosed guy.
Yeah, tough guy. So he was born on this date, 1920. That's why we focus on him and his part, at least in this movie, Night at the Museum. We get started with movie moments, always with movie music. Thanks to Earth, Wind, and Fire for that. And thanks to Chuck Curry for being here today. He's going to present us with some fascinating movie news just around the corner here on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The entrepreneur's phone system.
Tonight on NBC, it's the two-hour SVU premiere America will be talking about.
In classic SVU style, it's ripped from the headlines.
Exactly. A wealthy New Yorker that everyone suspects is a serial killer, but can they prove it?
I bet they can.
But first, it's the season premiere of The Mysteries of Laura with Deborah Messing.
Sorry, wrong show.
You're out of control. The premiere of The Mysteries of Laura followed by the two-hour premiere of SVU tonight on NBC.
Oh, there's one more thing.
What?
All right, Richie.
Dudley.
Twice a good pope.
Sorry, what? We always have these little intermingling conversations going on. Now, Chuck, who's normally here to discuss his feelings about videos and DVDs, all of the things that have to do with movies, et cetera, et cetera. But he has a strong streak of interest in baseball. For example, those sucky Mets seem to attract a great deal of his attention, Richie, right?
Yeah, I can't say much about them. They're beating my Nationals.
And the two of you love talking about that.
Yep.
Yeah. I just want people to know that Chucker is not unidimensional, but he's multidimensional. He has a great focus on lots of different things going on. And I think you have a blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond, where you express yourself on things not just entertainment-oriented, don't you?
Well, I did. I don't really keep it updated too much, but people don't want to see it anyway.
People want to see what you're thinking, Chucker. Let's talk about what you're thinking today.
I was a pretty good athlete. I was a good baseball player.
Yeah.
I played center field.
Yeah.
I was a good football player, really good wide receiver. And I actually played baseball with Joe Torre's son, Mike, in Joe Torre Little League, Brooklyn, New York, about 30-something years ago.
Really? Was he any good?
He was a really good, and he was a really good guy. He was a catcher. I was a pitcher and a center fielder. We played on the All-Star team.
Oh, good for you. Yeah. All right, see, he amazes us every day with the breadth and
dimension. He's a real guy.
Yeah, he is a real guy. All right, so what's going on in the movie news department? Let's talk about some things that aren't so real.
Okay, first it was Dan Aykroyd, then Bill Murray. Yesterday I said Ernie Hudson. Well, Annie Potts is the latest original character from the Ghostbuster franchise to get a cameo in the latest female Ghostbuster movie directed by Paul Feig. Now, I don't get it. If you're going to have all these original characters back,
just put them in at least in some,
why can't we simply see a Ghostbusters 3?
Yeah, bingo.
I mean, you could do both. I mean, considering that these characters, Annie Potts, Aykroyd, Murray, are going to play different characters than they did in the original Ghostbusters movie, which I think is somewhat of a disappointment. It would be fun to see them, but, I mean, that is what that is. Some other news, strong network interest in a developing TV series based on the Jack Ryan character that was very popular in movies. Alec Baldwin played him, Harrison Ford, Ben Affleck, and Ryan Gosling. Reportedly, producers are going to turn it into a weekly TV show, and all the major networks reportedly have a strong interest in bidding on the project. Other movie news, Mission Impossible Rogue Nation has done $124 million alone in China.
Wow.
That's the biggest movie ever that is non-3D. That is an enormous
damn Chinese.
That's just funny.
It is funny. Yeah. God love them.
I must see Mission Impossible.
Right. Wait, but there ought to be a Mission Impossible show of the Chinese and the bad guys in the next one. See how that goes over there.
Rough Tom Cruise.
Yep. Hi, Chucker. You know what a Chucker is, right? I explained it. A Chucker is a period of playing polo, like, you know, the quarters in football, that sort of thing, an inning in baseball. A Chucker
my
is.
My mother, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Chuck Curry.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.